So, look, we're gonna finish, and I just want to say in closing, firstly, I do seriously think it is a wonderful privilege to come out and speak to people. It's what I enjoy doing most. One of the privileges of being an academic is not a big office. I have the smallest office at Melbourne University. It is, in fact, I get to do a lot of, when I say outreach, I'm not saying you are people in desperate need of some outreach care, but just to come out and speak to, I go to a lot of libraries, I do a lot of schools, and this is the most enjoyable part of the job, so it's a great privilege to talk to you. And secondly, in relationship, particularly the issues that have been raised, I taught Aboriginal history at Melbourne University for 6 years before I began teaching writing, and that issue about ethics is, there's another issue. Every time I teach a semester, I start with one sentence that will drive what I'm going to do with those young people. And every semester when I taught Aboriginal history, my objective in teaching was that at the end of that 13 weeks of teaching, that those young people would leave my classroom, my lecture theatre, better informed than when they came in. And therefore that when they next saw a negative article in the newspaper, they can make a more informed decision for themselves rather than just buying it. And I said to them, you're not here to agree with me. You're here to start to think for yourself and make a considered decision. So in your case, I hope that if there is stuff that you want to consider or get further information from, there are numerous opportunities to do it. And as one of the great things as was said, if we are a diverse community, is that we must recognise and value each other's stories. So I thank you very much for having me.